Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, a few weeks ago, Rachel Gatto joined us in studio to share her story. What a story. From being widowed while she was pregnant, losing her brother to cancer, being diagnosed with a brain tumour and having to learn to walk again. All of these things gave her a unique skill set that she uses to teach other people to live their best lives. She is a qualified life coach and is here now to share some of her tips so you can achieve your goals. Rachel, it's great to have you back.
Good morning, Jennifer. Good it's lovely morning. To be here.
Your story is quite incredible. And we won't get into that right now because we don't have time. But you can catch it on our podcast. You can go and look that up. But it is great to see you again. And we knew we had to get you back in because we didn't even scratch the surface of the work that you do. When did you become a life coach? When did that happen?
I was turning my life around about 7 years ago. I was emerging from a really dark place in my life and I'd been through a lot of trauma. And there was some spark that arose in me somewhere that one day I actually woke up and I knew that I had enough life under my belt, enough life experience. And I had this calling really to give back. And that's really the first spark inside me that I knew I had stories and information and a lived experience so powerful that I could help other people transform their lives back from literally devastation and loss. Mm. So that's when it began. And I actually trained to be a hypnotherapist, a clinical hypnotherapist, and I've trained in other modalities. And I believe in a sort of a belt and braces approach because I know that it wasn't just one modality that helped me. It was actually a toolbox. And so I bring my veritable toolbox into the treatment room, my treatment room with me. And as each person's different, Jennifer, it can take a lot of different little skills, hacks, strategies and tools along with the therapeutic process.
Mm. Interesting. Why do people come to you? For what reasons?
I was asked that question only the other day. People come to me because they know they can trust that I can hold the space for them. Our lives are very important to us and we want somebody who is really there for us, who can listen deeply, who can get us and who can hold that overview over our problems so that they can actually empathize and be compassionate, but look for solutions and hacks that are unique to each individual person. When people hear about my lived experience, they know they can trust me.
How is it different to, I mean, therapy is a separate thing, but a life coach, if you were to explain your job to someone, what would you say in a nutshell?
In a nutshell, it is to open up possibilities and to bring that insight to the individual, to each client, that actually they have possibilities, that there is a different avenue. And literally what's holding them back are these deep-seated held beliefs. And these deep-seated held beliefs are the things that sabotage, they rob us, and they rob us of our greatness and that feeling that we can go anywhere. So my job is to unearth that sense of possibility.
What a job.
I love it. I wouldn't do anything else.
Do Irish people generally have self-esteem issues, would you say?
I don't think it's just Irish people. I think we all have self-esteem issues. And I'm going to put my hand up here as well, Jennifer. You know, we have better days than others and we have little niggling bits that come and go. But generally, most people have self-esteem issues. We're very good at hiding what's underneath the surface. Mm. And we're very good at putting up with our burdens. And that's why I think it's so, so important nowadays that we highlight mental health issues. Also, that we become more transparent and open about our own struggles. And that's what I like to do also is I'm not perfect. My life isn't perfect and I'm not fixed. I'm continually trying to fix myself.
Interesting. We just had a whole conversation with Luke Lachlan yesterday about hiding and masking and the self-esteem issues there. And it takes a long time to get to a place where you can recognize that. So let's get stuck in. You say you want people to silence their inner critic first. What do you mean by that?
Well, what I mean is, I mean, I don't think many people know that between 70 and 80% of our thoughts are naturally negative. They actually arise out of the mind in a negative fashion. So if you think about your day, it is actually littered with negative thoughts and beliefs. So once we start to get to terms with that and we bring that into our awareness and we stop and quite literally say, okay, what am I actually thinking? we're beginning the process of becoming aware of what we naturally think. Now, our deeper beliefs are what fuels our thoughts. And if we know 70% of the thoughts are going to be negative, can you imagine that soup that you're actually bathing your mind in every single day? So I like to talk about taming and harnessing the inner critic, because it quite literally can be our best friend, or it can be our most judgmental voice that can be there. And we have harsh, judgmental, critical thoughts that are going through our mind every day. So to me, it is about becoming aware of what I'm thinking and stopping and listening within to see, let me get familiar with my patterns, my themes, because once we do that, we can start to spread the distance, the breath work between an automatic thought, and then we have the choice to become direct and purposeful in what we think.
I mean, it's all about confidence as well. What small steps can people take to boost their confidence?
Yeah. Well, we all have different types of lack of confidence. It might be a body issue. It might be an authoritative issue. It might be something to do with our health. We all have different ones. So first of all, it's to become aware of actually what is your trigger? Where do you get triggered? And that just gives you a little bit of awareness alone to maybe, while you're building your confidence, to actually remove yourself from that trigger if it is at all possible. If not, just tag it in your mind and say, this is where I do get triggered. So you're giving yourself a little bit of support there. Once you become aware of it, that's when you start to do the work of identifying it. And the word you can use instantly is stop. Because it's usually a reaction as opposed to a response. So if you use that word internally and go, stop, your brain actually listens. So you're preventing that automatic thought happening, and you have that small space to maybe choose a different thought, that I am more than my weight. There is so much more to my personality. Or I was really successful there. My boss might be saying this, but I know that I have done it better in another way. So you're changing the narrative, you're changing the story inside. So that's one, that's the start of it.
The triggers are really interesting, because as soon as you said that, I thought to myself, oh, Instagram, that would be a massive trigger for me for getting lost or wasting time, and then hate myself for wasting time and being not out, or body confidence or whatever. So we can recognize the triggers if we just ask ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're a big believer in baby steps, aren't you? And not trying to do too much, which
I am.
Like.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day. I didn't learn to walk in a day. You didn't get to where you're at in a day.
No.
It is quite literally a journey. And so once we recognize and accept that we are actually on a path to somewhere. But I think it's a really good idea with our baby steps to have that goal and the visualization. Identify and narrow down and become very, very, very familiar with where you want to go to. Because you can have little intermediate stages, little staging posts where you can say, I've got this far. But if you don't know where you're going and you don't know what you don't want, because we actually tell ourselves what we don't want all the time. So identify where you want to be, not where you don't want to be. And that's a really, really good first step to walking your way out of low self-esteem and lack of confidence.
What's the first question you ask people when they come to you? Is it what do you want out of life? Is it what do you want to achieve? Is that it? Is that the most important one?
I can spend quite a long time discussing this with my clients, because often we don't think very deeply about where we want to go. We don't go into the nitty-gritty, the detail. And so I spend a lot of time asking them where they want to go. And what I like to do is actually I get a pen and I say, let's turn that into a magic wand. If this is a magic wand and I can wave it, what do you see for yourself if I've removed the lack of confidence and lack of self-esteem? Let's build that picture intricately. Let's build up where, how you want to feel, what you want to experience, what truth do you want to live into? Because then we're inciting and exciting the mind. We're opening ourselves up to possibility and we're being curious.
What if someone comes to you with unrealistic goals and you know, or you think, I don't know if that's going to be doable. Do you, so to speak, try and talk them off a ledge, or like, how do you deal with that kind of a situation? Like, if somebody came to you and said, I want to be a millionaire by next year, how do you deal with those kind of expectations?
Well, first of all, I believe that everyone's dreams are real, to be very honest. Okay. And I think, you know, I've lived into some of my dreams and they definitely weren't possible. And maybe you've the same experience. So I think it's about understanding the why, because when we know a why for somebody, we know their level of motivation. We know how important, how driven they are going to be. And we can also, I worked with a guy a couple of years ago and genuinely he wanted to be a millionaire. But he hadn't put in the intermediate groundwork. He was trying to go from starting point to actually arriving. So what we did was we worked on particular stages. And so we actually increased it to 10,000 and 30,000. And you can actually align that to an emotional growth, yeah. You know, a physical growth, if you want to be well physically, or even a weight loss program. So it's about really understanding where you're headed and the stages and the steps that are needed and being patient. It's patience we need a lot of these days because we're led to believe that everything is sort of instant.
Yeah.
And, you know, that isn't the case. And we grow better if we grow slowly.
And you're the master of that. I mean, that's what your life and your book and everything is all about, you know, learning to walk. You needed, well, patience is so important. It's interesting you say that because we do live in a world where everything is instant and we want everything yesterday. And sometimes that's just not the case.
And we say it to our children all the time. Be patient.
Yeah.
So we need to learn to hold the patience within us. But I think it's not that we're going to take away the joy and the excitement of growth. What we're doing is we're saying, let's do this from a foundational point of view so that actually you lay down the strong foundations. So that means your growth point is permanent. And, you know, practice makes permanent. And I love that phrase because we're led to believe it makes perfection. It doesn't. And who wants perfection? We actually want good enough because good enough is actually where it's really at, where we're living our best life, where we're living our greatness, and we have room for more growth. Because if we're attaining that perfection all the time, we get worn out, we get demotivated, yeah. And we lose track. You know, we really do.
It's a pleasure to have you back again. Rachel Gatto, thank you so much for popping in. And if you would like more information and you would like to speak to Rachel, you can go to her website. She has a website. It's Rachel Gatto, GOTTO.com. Always a pleasure.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.